This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This conversation is brought to you by Sun Life Malaysia.
You are listening to The Morning Run. It's 7:18 in the morning. I'm Shazana Mokhtar with Khoo Soo Chuang and Tan Chen Li. Let's talk about the color green, or green bonds to be specific. According to Climate Bonds Initiative, an international organization working to mobilize capital, global capital for climate change, sustainable themed debt rose to almost $1.1 trillion in 2021, marking a 57% increase upon 2020 volumes. And in fact, by the end of last year, sustainable and green bonds have recorded a cumulative volume of $2.8 trillion since market inception in 2007.
However, this still pales in comparison to the $119 trillion size of the conventional bond market globally. While the growth has been phenomenal and awareness among stakeholders of the climate emergency rises, is it enough to make sustainable and green bonds a worthy alternative to conventional debt? And what does a country like Malaysia have to offer when it comes to the green bond market?
For more thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Nika Chike-Obi, Head of Asia-Pacific ESG Research at Sustainable Fitch. Nika, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Could we start off with maybe getting an idea of what the growth of green bonds has been like in this region?
Sure. So green bond growth, if we think about the entire sustainable bond market, green bonds is a very large part of it and is probably the most well-known. But we also have, within the labeled bond universe, we have some other bonds that are also contributing to environmental or green activities. So in addition to green bonds, we have the sustainability bond, which is a bond that has a combination of green and social positive outcomes. And then there's also a sustainability-linked bond where the borrower can spend the funds as they wish, but they make a commitment over the life of the bond that by its maturity, they will have improved on some sustainability metric. At the moment, the majority of that structure have environmental targets, predominantly carbon emissions targets. So if we think about the entire sustainable bond market in Asia Pacific, there's been a significant growth over the years. Now, this market is fairly young, so we can't go back much further than the past few years. But if we take from 2020 issuance of just under $70 billion USD equivalent to 2021 of around $182 billion USD, that's 169% year-on-year growth. So that's a significant increase.
But in terms of performance and returns, how have green bonds been doing?
So at Fitch Ratings, normally we don't make much commentary on market activity and market pricing, but we do look at green bonds in the context of whether or not they are helping investors potentially raise capital at more competitive prices, and also whether or not it helps them attract different types of capital. So as far as the green bond goes, there is something that is called the greenium, quote unquote, which is essentially a pricing premium that some issuers are getting to in regard to issuing green bonds, which means that they're able to get better pricing for green bonds compared to equivalent conventional bonds that they've previously issued. We still see that in Asia, although it is not necessarily very large, a few basis points we're talking about. In some cases, there's been some analysis that shows that the additional costs associated with issuing green bonds is essentially taken up by that greenium. However, another thing to consider is that issuing green bonds can help attract a different type of investor. So if we're talking about Southeast Asia, for example, if I take Malaysia as an example, you can see that if you only pull out the sustainability labeled bonds, you get people like NN Investment Partners, which is a sustainability focused European asset manager, is the eighth largest holder of sustainable labeled bonds from Malaysia. But if you look at all of the bond issuances from Malaysia, NN Investment Partners is not even in the top 20. So that's an example of a green bond being able to potentially attract a different type of investor. This may also be an investor that is more up to date on a lot of sustainability trends and can also, through engagement, help support the issuer in building upon its green bonds to better strengthen its sustainability overall.
Has COVID-19 or the conflict in Ukraine affected the demand of green bonds in any way?
When the COVID-19 pandemic happened, I think there was a concern that essentially everything was going to focus all of their energy on the pandemic. very interestingly, there was a significant increase in activity in the green bond market in 2020 and 2021. So despite the pandemic, there somehow was still a significant amount of interest in green financial markets activity. So if anything, I mean, I don't think that they're causation related, but there was somehow a much bigger increase. And the numbers that I mentioned before, 169% year-on-year growth in Asia for sustainable bonds in 2021. What is happening now, there are a lot of macro pressures that are significantly weighing on the bond market and driving down issuance. But the Ukraine conflict is certainly one of them. Inflation in general is not a friend of the bond market. It makes it very difficult for issuers to put bonds into the market when they're not sure, essentially, the real return that they're going to get when they're moving into an inflationary environment. So is there a direct impact? Not necessarily, because Russia and Ukraine were not sizable issuers in the green bond market. So it hasn't really had a direct impact as far as the companies who could come to the market. But we are seeing some signs that are indicating that companies are looking for other means of sustainable financing.
And Nika, where does Malaysia sit on the global green bond market?
So Malaysia, globally, if we take all labeled bonds, so including all of the different labels, green, social, sustainability, and sustainability linked, Malaysia is 39th in the world, so not a huge player. If we take green bond alone, Malaysian issuers have put 750 million USD into the market. If we compare this to some of the regional countries, this is also quite small. Indonesia has issued around 6 billion US dollars, Singapore just over 5 billion US dollars, and India significantly more at 18 billion US dollars. What is interesting, what we see with Malaysia, is that actually the single largest sustainability bond issuance to date was by the government of Malaysia in 2021. And that was a US dollar 1.3 billion Sukuk structure. That was a sustainability Sukuk. So that 1.3 billion is actually larger than the total combined green bond issuances. Like I explained earlier, the sustainability bond is a bond that has a combination of green and social uses of proceeds. So while some of the uses of proceeds are going towards socially beneficial activities, a significant portion of that issuance is going to green activities. So we can take that as an example. Obviously, the sustainability Sukuk is a structure that is particularly interesting to other governments that have a strong presence of Islamic banking. And so there are other governments that I've come across in sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East that are quite interested in that green and sustainability Sukuk that has come to the market. In terms of who's issuing green bonds in Malaysia, in addition to the government issuances, primarily they're priced in Malaysian ringgit, mainly for domestic investment market. And we see that being dominated by energy companies, real estate companies, and increasingly by financial institutions.
So would you say that these Sukuk sustainability bonds could be a niche or a specialty that Malaysia can tap into in the global green bond market for growth?
Absolutely. We see that, you know, there's a growth in Islamic finance in general, and having countries that have experience with this type of structure, not necessarily having the green aspect to it, and then putting onto it a sustainability label, is really quite an interesting and probably a worthwhile innovation. So like I mentioned, there are a number of countries, for example, Nigeria and West Africa, that is about a 50% Islamic population, that's very interested. Some of their local governments are very interested and have cited the Southeast Asian Sukuk issuances in the green bond market and sustainable bond market as being an example. So that's absolutely a type of structure where Malaysia, having strong experience in Islamic financing, can contribute to diversifying the sustainable bond market.
What do you think are the challenges in increasing its popularity among investors in Malaysia and the region?
One of the challenges is essentially coming from the issuers. You know, the bonds don't appear from nowhere. They have to be coming from some sort of entity that's operating. In general, you know, Asia Pacific is getting on the board with sustainable bonds and is actually becoming very interested in it, and it's growing, but it does take time. So part of it is going to be support for the issuers, the Malaysian corporates. Some of the policy developments that have happened have been supportive of this. So if we can take, for example, the Malaysian and ASEAN green taxonomies that provide clear guidance to companies in different sectors, the types of activities that they can raise green financing against, and the national and regional priorities for sustainable finance, that is very, very supportive for issuers. Another thing that we see in other parts of Asia is government subsidies and incentives. So there are different incentives. For example, in Japan, the Bank of Japan has a financing program where banks can get access to concessional financing if they follow that up with green lending or green bond issuance. Similarly, we have a program, Singapore and Hong Kong both have a similar program where issuers who are coming to the market for the first time with a sustainable bond issuance can access a number of subsidies to help offset additional costs associated with meeting best international standards for issuing those types of bonds. So those are the types of things that can really help support issuers. Once issuers become more proficient in understanding the sustainable bond market, it will naturally start to generate more activity in the market.
Nika, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Nika Chikeubi, Head of Asia-Pacific ESG Research at Sustainable Fitch, talking to us about the outlook for the global green bonds market and where Malaysia sits in this landscape. There is potential on our end. It's 7:29 in the morning. We are heading into the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. And then after that, we're going to take a look at the outlook for the Singapore economy. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
This conversation was brought to you by Sun Life Malaysia, your lifetime insurance and Takaful partner.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.